Tim Scott, Greatest Threat to Democracy Today is Joe Biden. By Pam Kee on June 16, 2024. Senator Tim Scott, RSC, said Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that the greatest threat to democracy today is President Joe Biden. Partial transcript as follows. John Carl, so this was Trump's first visit to Capitol Hill since before the attack on January 6th. I want to play something for you that he said just days before he came back to Capitol Hill about those who have been convicted for attacking the Capitol. Take a listen. Donald Trump, R., former U.S. President and 2024 presidential candidate. Those J6 warriors, they were warriors, but really more than anything else, they're victims of what happened. All they were doing is protesting a rigged election. Carl, so, do you buy that? The people that came and beat up Capitol police officers, broke into the building, that they're warriors, or he's also called them hostages, that they're victims. Do you agree with that? Scott, yeah. Anyone who attacks an officer, whether on the Capitol grounds or any place else in the country, should serve time. The question is for those nonviolent folks who sat outside, who actually simply protested or came into the Capitol because the doors were open and created no crime, no challenges, those folks today sitting crime in pretrial. That's a devastation. Some of those have been in pretrial incarcerated for longer than the sentence attached to that crime. But let me say simply, John, the greatest threat to democracy today is Joe Biden. It started back when he became president. We saw a botched Afghanistan withdrawal where 13 Americans lost their lives. We've seen a wide open, insecure, unsafe southern border with sleeper cells likely in our country. Over 100,000 Chinese nationals crossing our southern border. Men from Yemen, Iraq, and Afghanistan now populating our country. Part of the 10 million illegal immigrant invasion. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.